unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, July 14th, 2026 edition. I want to remind you that this website, ironpigsmoke.com, ironpigsmoke.com, has all the information on it. If you want to order carry out, pay for it online. You can drive through the pickup window to get your order. If you want, you can actually call them. They'll take orders over the phone as well. But more importantly, if you have a reunion, family reunion, a wedding, a party, an organizational thing, they are renting out the pavilion. They're providing food services, beverages, all of it. All you have to do is go to the website and put in a request, and then they will get back in touch with you. And also be able to do catering. If you're interested, you can contact them. They have the ability to deliver their products directly to you so that you can basically serve their barbecue, mac and cheese, all the fixings, baked beans, cornbread, all the things that they offer, extra bottles of barbecue sauce, whatever. They can bring it directly to your office. They can take it to your home. Whatever you need, they can do. So again, ironpigsmoke.com is the website. If you want to make your reservations online, you can do that. Authentic Texas-style barbecue in Gaylord, Michigan. We specialize in low and slow smoked meats using a signature dry rub and cherry wood for a deep, rich flavor. We have tender brisket, fall off the bone ribs, pulled pork, full line of sandwiches, foods, steaks, tacos, everything. So they can do it for you right there, and they deliver right to your home or office. They've got so much on this website. There it is. Right at the bottom. 4029 Old 27 South Gaylord, Michigan, an Old 27 across from Otsego Lake. And the phone number, 989-448-2070. You're open every day, Monday through Sunday at 8 o'clock. During the week, Monday through Thursday, they're open until 10, Friday, Saturday till 11, Sunday until 10. Open every single day. And by the way, on the weekends, both Saturday and Sunday, they have a phenomenal breakfast buffet. I believe it even goes into lunchtime. So you need to check that out, buffet, or you can order off the menu. Great food. Love it. Healthy, done right, not fried, smoked pulled pork barbecue. Steaks are awesome. Unbelievable. Good stuff. Going to move to Lansing. Got a quick story to get to here before we have Patrick Kobeck on with us in the next half hour. Patrick has some news that he's going to be sharing with us from 11:30, former state senator, gubernatorial candidate. So we're going to be talking about an announcement, press actual address to the nation that President Trump's going to do Thursday night at 9 o'clock. Will Patrick have some inside scoop as to what he's going to be talking about? And also wants to share some information from the 2018 gubernatorial race when he was running for governor against Bill Schuette, Ryan Calle on the Republican side. Democrats running back that election, first time, Gretchen Whitmer, and the current U.S. Senate candidate, Abdul El Sayed. He was running for governor back in 2018 as a Democrat, was on the debate stage, and Patrick Colbeck called him out. So we're going to talk to Patrick about that and see if there's been any additional changes that he can give us information about. That's going to be from 11 to 11:30. Several lawmakers in Lansing want to regain the momentum behind some of the 9 long-delayed bills that abruptly stopped when Governor Gretchen Whitmer vetoed them shortly after the Michigan Supreme Court allowed a lower court ruling requiring the current Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, to send them to the governor's desk for signature. All Democrats, Senator John Cherry from Flint, told MERS News Service that he has requested the reintroduction of legislation expanding pension-style retirement benefits for corrections officers, conservation officers, and motor carrier officers. State Representative Amos O'Neill, Democrat of Saginaw, a sponsor of one of the bills that would have allowed eligible correction officers to enter the Michigan State Police retirement system. He wants to reintroduce that legislation. Another one, State Representative Mike Chong, Democrat of Warren, said yesterday morning in a press release that the next term she plans to continue her policy that would have loosened restrictions on how public employees and employees divide their health insurance costs. These bills come as Governor Gretchen Whitmer vetoed the bills after they were held for roughly 18 months during a legal dispute over whether the current Speaker of the House was required to present legislation that was passed by the previous legislature. Well, Governor Whitmer vetoes the long-awaited 9 bills, saying it's too late. Michigan Supreme Court declined to hear appeals in the case, leaving intact a Court of Appeals ruling that the House had a constitutional duty to present the bills. Whitmer said the reason behind halting the legislation was because it would create an insurmountable administrative burden and unleash endless litigation. She also said implementing the bills retroactively could actually overwrite laws that has been enacted since then. Also, it would create fiscal obligations that were not included in this fiscal year 2027 budget, and that would lead to lawsuits. Whitmer also said she was prepared to work with the lawmakers on new versions. The decision disappointed lawmakers across both chambers, but all of them Democrats, although some wish they were given the opportunity to make changes before they were vetoed, they still don't view this as the end of the road for their legislation. O'Neill, in particular, said he's open to conversations with the governor's office to understand what changes should be made. He said work could begin during even the legislators' summer break if the governor's office contacted the lawmakers or their legislative policy staff members. O'Neill said, I'm looking forward to talking with the governor's office and seeing how we can and what we need to do to get these bills back on track. Maybe even make them better. I think we would all be receptive to that. I know I would be. And also, I'm optimistic and hopeful that we can get back on track and bring these back up as we talk through them. However, O'Neill has yet to speak with the governor's office about any changes. Representative Chong said the court ruling should have been a huge win for teachers, police officers, and first responders across Michigan. She didn't blame the governor in her press release. She instead directed the heat toward House Speaker Matt Hall. I'm disappointed to see that after a year and a half of Speaker Hall unconstitutionally withholding these bills, Michiganders will not see the justice this time around. As the cost of health care continues to skyrocket, my legislation was a common sense step to lower health insurance premiums for our state's dedicated public employees, help them and their families get the care they need at lower cost. Chong said she would be looking to reintroduce her legislation in the next term. Senator Cherry from Flint knew that he wasn't the only lawmaker interested in resuscitating the legislation. He said he believes there's a strong appetite amongst the legislators to not only advance these bills, but other bills as well. Cherry's pulse on the situation makes sense, not just because he chairs the Senate Labor Committee, but because he was one to lead the retirement package that was initially born in the Senate. He was the person who was the lead sponsor alongside Senator Sue Schenck of Dexter, Senator at the time Kristen McDonald Rivett of Bay City, who is now a congresswoman, who sponsored the other two bills as part of the package. Those original Senate versions of bills, however, were not taken up by the House amid the dysfunction of the 2024 lame duck session. Democrats held a majority in the House, however, were unable to unify around their end-of-session priorities. Karen Whitsitt, a Democrat from Detroit, refused to participate in the lame duck session. Actually, she came in and voted for a Republican bill. So they created identical House versions that were ultimately advanced to the governor, but it came from Republicans instead of Democrats. Pretty interesting situation. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life.
SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two today. Want to wrap up this story. The nine bills that the Democrats passed in the House and Senate while they served their last year of the trifecta, where they had control of both chambers and the governor's office in 2024. All the bills got sent to Governor Gretchen Whitmer for signature, except for nine. For some reason, Democrat Speaker of the House at that time, Joe Tate, Democrat from Detroit, left the nine bills on his desk. He didn't send them to Governor Whitmer. January 1st, 2025, Matt Hall went into the Speaker's office, saw the nine bills, and put them in the bottom of his desk drawer. Well, Wendy Brinks, Senate Majority Leader, who worked on those bills, sued Matt Hall. It went through the court process. Supreme Court ultimately ruled that it was his constitutional responsibility to send those bills to the governor. Just a couple weeks ago, he did it. However, Governor Gretchen Whitmer vetoed all nine of the bills, saying it was too late, it wasn't provided for in the current budget they just passed, and some of the bills were passed where they'd be retroactive back to April of 2025 last year. Well, the governor said some of these bills would not be compatible with new bills that we've already passed. That could trigger all kinds of lawsuits. So as a result, she vetoed the bills, and the Democrats are still wanting to get the bills passed. So we mentioned the two state representatives, one of the state senators, John Cherry from Flint, said this process is very, very painful. Despite not having his name attached to the legislation, still gave serious credit to the Legislative Services Bureau and fellow sponsors for their legal work in drafting. I still feel personally invested in these bills. These are my babies, in a way, and I feel that every level of ownership of them. They're extremely important to me, and I will be very, very outspoken and talk about it and about the origins of the bills. So after years of work, Cherry said he's disappointed by Whitmer's decision to veto the bills. He argued that the implementation dates could have been addressed through the court system, pointing to previous cases in which courts have allowed required dates to be adjusted. Senator Cherry said, I put a lot of effort and energy into it, so of course I'm very disappointed. Ultimately, I think the vetoes are going to hurt a lot of state employees, as well as Michiganders in general. So we'll continue to follow these bills. We'll see if, in fact, they do get reintroduced. Question is, will Matt Hall and his Republican majority caucus even take the bills up? Obviously, Speaker Hall was against the bills, or he would have given them to Governor Gretchen Whitmer back on January 1st of 2025. But evidently, he didn't like the bills, didn't like the legislation, so he put it in his drawer and they went to court. And after all that, 18 months, all that money that was spent in the court system, Whitmer vetoes them in the end anyway. So, very interesting. Just got a text message. Less than 2 weeks until Ted Nugent, Scott Page of Pink Floyd, David Landau, all of the governor candidates, and U.S. Senate candidate Mike Rogers hit the stage. Click on this link now to get your ticket. And if you click on the link, it takes you right to Liberty Mountain USA's event. Got a nice little flyer there of Ted Nugent Rock Michigan Red Saturday, July 25th, 2026. The gates will open at 3 o'clock. The party will go until 10:30. Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan. 11 days, 4 hours, 7 minutes, and 18 seconds. 17 seconds. 16. They even got a countdown. Pictures of the performers. Everybody that's going to be there. They have another comedian coming. They got another band, Slight Return. Oh, cool. Terry Roy and Dave Mead. Special guests and speakers will include Chairman Jim Runstead, U.S. Senate candidate Mike Rogers, all the candidates that were running previously. Oh, there's even Ian Murphy on here. Mike Cox, Perry Johnson. Where is John James? John James isn't coming? This is a fundraiser for the Republican Party. Wow. Anthony Ferlini will be there. Looking forward to seeing him. Patrick Kobach in the next segment. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Do you suffer from political insanity disorder, where you keep voting for the same people over and over again and expect a different outcome? The good news is there's a cure.